Good morning. Welcome into Mile High Magazine, another beautiful Sunday in Colorado, and that's why we like to live here. I am Murphy Houston. Joining me right now is a fellow by the name of Jin Shin Pensive, who's the founder and CEO of his company called Pensive, after himself, and he's also a mental wellness coach. And Jin, welcome to Mile High Magazine this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me today. And I think there was a little bit of confusion. Certainly, it all makes sense. Now, Pensive is not my last name. Shin is my last name.
Oh, I see. According to my notes, whoever sent me the notes said, I thought your last name was Pensive. Well, now we know. Gotcha, not true. Gotcha. So it's Jin Shin. The name of your company is Pensive, but that's not part of your name.
That's correct.
It's a good thing we got that cleared up because we got some important stuff here. You've created an app that we're going to talk about that, the Pensive app. But you did this because you have a vested interest in mental health, which is part of our introduction this morning, Jin. So tell us that. What is it about mental health you're concerned with?
Definitely. Well, specifically, just diving right into it, my calling in life, if you happen to believe in those, is to help prevent suicides. And I kind of got to have a very close encounter with that when I was young. When I was 15 was when I first had that close encounter.
Wow.
I got this phone call from somebody who was in dire straits, let's put it that way.
Sure.
Her friend was in a situation where they were threatening to take their life. And if my friend called the paramedics, then they were going to do it. They promised they were going to do it. For whatever reason, that person agreed to speak with me.
Wow.
I didn't know who this person was. Yeah. And that I'll never forget that phone call.
I'll bet.
The only reason I was allowed to take it was under the stipulations that I didn't get to know who that person was, and that person wasn't going to speak on the phone. So for 45 minutes, I spoke into the phone that night, and I remember two things very vividly still. And that is, first, I understood the circumstances. I understood I could say the wrong thing and what then could ensue. And then I just remember the peace that I felt.
Wow.
I just knew in my heart that I was supposed to be on that call, and that was the first time I ever had this interaction with a calling. And I'm happy to report, you know, today, while she and I are not great friends, I did get to meet her, and I know that she's graduated with a master's degree and is a mother of two, and her story continues, right?
That's an amazing story. So that kind of started some kind of a feeling for you that I need to be more involved with mental health, and you've been since then, and it started at 15.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Thanks. Yeah. Back when I was 15, I didn't know what mental health was. I just continued to kind of find myself in these situations on the front lines or providing support. And then since then I've developed a lot of language around mental health. And so that's why I'm really excited to get to talk to you today, Murph, talk about mental health on your platform.
Well, it's a big topic, probably more so than I've ever heard it. And I'm sure I'm older than you are, but it's important that that topic is out there. Don't you think, Jin?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we need to talk about it, especially with people your age when you started, 15, 16, 17. I mean, I have a couple of grandkids in high school, and there's a lot of conversation about it, and it's sad to hear what some of these teens are thinking about, and then upwards and older, don't you think?
Definitely, yeah. And that's such a good way to kind of illustrate also how broad the spectrum is for how we define mental health. And so I'd love to just add a definition that everyone can use that, you know, I have confirmed with clinicians and therapists too, if you think that'd be helpful.
Go ahead, put it in there. You got something to say right now. Say it.
Yeah. Mental health in its simplest form is your ability to be present, right? And that everybody can relate to that every single day.
Totally.
We interact with things that are always trying to take our attention just away from whatever the boundaries of our presence is that day, right, in that moment. And there are ways we can practice being present. And the term that's loosely thrown around is practicing mindfulness. But more specifically, mindfulness techniques help us be present by increasing our self-awareness. So and there are a couple ways to do that, but I'll pause there in case there are any other questions that come to mind, because I know I can sometimes just ramble because I get so excited talking about mindfulness.
But you're into this topic, and there's a lot of people that want to hear what you have to say after all that you've done over the years and your research. So go ahead. Before we jump into the app, because that's going to take some time, finish what you wanted to say. Go ahead.
Yeah. So mindfulness, there's two mindfulness techniques and kind of categories. There's reductive mindfulness and there's additive mindfulness. Reductive mindfulness aims to refocus our attention to our presence with techniques like meditation, working out, and yoga. These techniques reduce the noise that make our brains feel scattered, you know?
Sure.
And often results in us feeling more grounded. The second is additive mindfulness. And additive mindfulness aims to work through the unease and discomfort that lingers and disrupts our presence. Techniques like reflection, therapy, and journaling, they help us make meaning and add words, and then often results in us feeling like we've taken rocks out of a backpack.
Oh.
Lightness that comes with it.
And, that's a good visual there, Jen, for sure.
Yeah. Borrowing that one from a pastor that shared that with me one time.
Very cool.
Isn't that true? So, yeah.
Good words there. But let's talk about the Pensive app, which is named after your company. Sure. And how does it work, and how did you develop it? The Pensive app.
Yeah.
Now, Pensive is spelled P-E-N-C-I-V. So talk about it.
That's right. Yeah, well, we designed this app along the lines of additive mindfulness. First, more of a journaling input, reflective source. And why we decided to make it a digital platform was because there are so many apps out there in the social media world that are all about kind of what you do, keeping you connected. But we realized there's not a lot out there that helps you keep in touch, that helps you to be. So that's why we try to call it actually a social being app, because it's not so much about sharing what you've done lately, but it's sharing how you've been. And there is a slight difference there. When we're not so productive oriented, we can actually sit with each other and say, hey, how have you been feeling? And how have you been interpreting that? And how can I help you?
So this app does that, right, Jen? That this app like talks to you?
This app is a way for you to start journaling in a way that
you
can identify your feelings. You can start to make meaning so that you're not so overwhelmed by all of the noise that's out there today. And then you can share it with the people.
Right. And how long have you had this app out? Has it been around for a while or is it relatively new?
Yeah, this app just launched in June, so it's relatively new.
Yeah, it is. And how's it going? How's it working? Are you getting a lot of response?
Yeah, it's working. Oh, my gosh, we're getting such a fantastic responses. One of the coolest wins that I'm just like fumbling over my words because I'm getting so excited to just think about.
Take your time.
we've partnered with some therapy clinics around the city of Denver, and we heard this awesome win where there's a girl in her young 20s who was struggling with this concept of self-regulation. And self-regulation is a more technical way of practicing being present and self-aware.
Yeah.
And using this application, she was able to leverage our feelings wheel, which I can expand on as well, but our feelings wheel in order to see that, there are different levels of sadness. There are different levels of anger, right? Being annoyed and seeing red are two very different things, right?
Sure.
And she was able to use this app in between her therapy sessions to self-regulate, to be present, and then get data on that and say, come back to her therapist one day and say, hey, I've had a lot of red and blue lately this month, which is anger and sadness in our app. And I hope that I can have some new experiences with some new colors next month, and I'm going to be looking for those opportunities.
Oh, sure.
That was exactly what we were looking for, just this practicing of self-awareness in a way the technology is helping that.
Absolutely. And apps are so popular now. I mean, they're easy to get into, and once you're in there, the features are great. Let's talk about the features of your app. What are the features?
Yeah, sure. It's pretty jam-packed, so I'll just talk about a few. And the first the first thing is really when it comes down to increasing self-awareness, we do that by utilizing a feelings wheel. A feelings wheel, as I kind of alluded to before, is a tool commonly used by mental health clinicians to help people identify differences in emotions.
Sure.
Or, like I mentioned, with anger. But I think what's unique in our app is that the feelings wheel is completely customizable so that you can then also add different feelings as you go so that mm-hmm. you can articulate the different level of intensity of the emotions that you feel. And that's exactly why clinicians are excited to partner with us, which is so awesome, is because we have that kind of feature. And then the second key feature is sharing. Our sharing feature is quite unique because it's similar to a newsletter. You can share with an audience, but they can't see themselves.
Oh.
They can respond to you. Yeah, but only the original author sees responses. And we do that because we believe responses should help us refine our self-awareness, unlike public comments that just give us more people's judgments or criticisms to worry about.
Sure.
And that last thing is that you get a lot of data. We put it all together in some compelling data visuals because our goal is to help everyone embrace feelings as information informing our identities. And that is our goal with feelings. So, yeah, those are kind of the three top features that you'll experience right away when you start journaling with Panthers.
Do you respond to other people? I mean, do people respond back to you? Do clinicians look at these apps? Do you look at these apps and respond to what the folks might be looking for help with as they respond to your app?
Yeah, good question. People don't interact with their clinicians or over the application. It's more with their communities and their loved ones. And yes, I've gotten responses from some of my inner monologue entries that have shocked me.
I'll bet.
Just seeing how other people respond to my feelings. I've gotten people reciprocate. I've had people then open the door into like a very personal experience. It's amazing to see how much your feelings resonate with people and how much they matter when you give them a chance to kind of step out of your head.
Well, you know, I'm wondering, yeah. Because you're talking basically responding to the app and not face-to-face with someone, when it's very difficult to do it face-to-face, they open up more.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And that's why I think technology can still, you know, has a chance in this kind of social space, even though we're tired of social media in a lot of ways. It's hard to just have a vulnerable, honest conversation sometimes.
Oh, sure it is.
Face-to-face.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to do that at any age.
Yeah.
Yeah. People start asking you questions, and maybe questions you've never heard before about what's going on, especially when it deals with mental health. You want to hold it back in because you don't want to look like, am I dumb? Am I the bad person here? But you're not. You just need help, right?
Totally. Totally. And sometimes you don't always want to be fixed or get a fix. Sometimes you just kind of want to tell people how you're being.
That's correct.
How you've been. So, yeah, all the above, totally.
Well, this is, by the way, we're talking with Jin Shin, who is the founder and CEO of his company called Pensive. He's a mental wellness coach. So you got this app. How do we hook in? Is it cost money to get involved? How do we do it? It's called the Pensive, yeah. Pensive app, P-E-N-C-I-V app.
Yeah, it's the Pensive app. You can check it out on your app stores, on your iOS and Android devices. You can go to pensive.com. And you can reach out to me if you'd like. You can connect with me through the website. Murph, I also would be remiss if I didn't just get to say thanks for having me on. And I appreciate the voice how you have used your voice as you were going through breast cancer, for example.
Oh, well, I didn't know you knew about that. That was a tough time, too, for me in awareness. But I've used it to help a lot of other men along the way. So that's what we're meant to do. Like, you're helping people with the mental health problems. You know, I believe God gives us things that we need to spread out to help other people. You're doing something. I try to do something on the radio. We have a lot of power when you're on the radio. And you reach a lot of people. So you want to take advantage of it. And you're doing that. And I'm glad to have you on Mile High Magazine today, Jin. Thanks so much for coming on. And thanks for what you're doing.
Thanks for having me. It was an awesome conversation. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Yep, anytime. And you guys, too. Now, hang in. We got more coming up. It's Mile High Magazine on the way.